Janelle had just offered me a Medal of Honor through a text.
Oh, really?
Evidently, they're easy to get these days. It is the Mike Calda Show. This is 102.5 The Bone. Welcome back to the program. 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025 are the phone numbers. This man is dead. But aww. I miss this song every once in a while. You know how I know this is a great song? Did I ever tell you this? Hold on, I don't want to interrupt the real raucous part. So when I was in between jobs, when I had, when I was on the country station that flipped to Spanish, but I had not been fired, they were like, hey, Orlando's going on vacation for 2 weeks. Go fill in for Orlando at Wild. And then while I was there, there was some sort of storm. And that weekend, they did a pay-for-play weekend where you can pay to put any song on the radio.
Right.
And, you know, people were playing them and paying for them and blah, blah, blah. And I kicked it off. I paid to have that song played.
Mm-hmm.
And Wild was much more leaning towards a black audience then.
Right.
And all the black people were like, good way to start it. This song jams. You know, when black dudes and black chicks like you, that's also my best compliment ever is when black chicks said, I don't know who this white boy is, but he's funny. That's how you know.
Crazy Bon Jovi.
That's Galvin. They call Galvin Crazy Bon Jovi. next week on this show, if you're just joining us, I came up with an idea last night that I want to, we have a spot open on this show. I'm not exactly sure what it's for, whether it be a producer, executive producer, a host of the show, a co-host. I don't know. Like, we could literally, like, Ron Bennington could be like, hey, I'm moving back to Tampa looking for a gig. And then he wouldn't be an associate producer.
Right.
He'd be one of the hosts of the show, you know? Not going to happen. But you know what I'm saying. But, you know, Anthony Cumia could say, I decided to retire to Florida looking for a radio gig. I want to be on the show. I'm not going to be like, well, we have a phone screener position available. He'd be a co-host of the show.
Right.
I don't like that.
Well, I don't think it's going to happen, Carmen. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, if you're getting hired on, you start at the bottom.
Well, unless you're coming in from the top, that's how it works. You wouldn't want to go backwards in your career.
I don't know. Okay. If you're retired, you got to start over.
Some people retired to Florida, not retired career.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, like, if Robert Kelly said, I'm moving to Florida, and I'm going to do my comedy career, but I'd like to come do the radio show, what would he have to do? He'd have to start as an intern?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In Joey's room.
Get out of here. We'd probably have to fire you just to make room for his salary. Yeah.
I know.
But listen, we're given an opportunity here. Next week, each one of us, including Joey, will bring someone to the show that we think would be a good idea to work here. And this all started because I had an idea yesterday, and I said, I wonder what the other guys would think about this. And I thought, you know what? We should all have an opportunity to do that. So have you given it some thought?
I have. I've put some feelers out already.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, don't tell anybody. Like, if Galvin reached out to you. No, I'm saying like a,
no,
like
I, a mutual I friend told or the something. One person I said, hush, hush.
Okay.
Don't say
hush,
anything. Hush,
hush. And then we're going to have
shy.
Them. We'll have them show up at 7:30 on Friday, next Friday. And then we'll bring them in and we'll give them a couple of, what?
You know what we should do?
What?
Because they're all going to show up at the same time. We should bring them in, and we should try to guess whose pick it is.
Well, we're gonna stagger them in. So, like, well, when they get here, we'll put them in a different room.
Right, but we bring someone in, and we should all go around and try to guess who picked who.
And who's going to put who in the rooms? Who's going to do that?
Well, Spanish.
Spanish is going to have to, somebody's going to have to know that day. You know what I mean? But because I already have a feeling I know Spanish is Ian.
Yeah.
And the rule is no Miller, because we all like him. It's not somebody that we've already considered.
We don't like him. Oh. No, I'm kidding.
Moon. How'd your gig go yesterday in Land of Lakes?
It was good. I actually had a lot of fun out there.
Oh, you didn't know? You weren't there?
I did. I was there. I was just asking him how he enjoyed it. I went by twice.
Yeah. First time he scared the hell out of me with that horn while I was live on with Drew Garabo.
And I heard it through the radio.
Oh, it made me jump. I was surprised.
So you drove by?
I was taking my son to his tutor, and I drove by and stopped by and horn blasted him. And then when it was over, I came back and hung out.
Yeah.
Did you get out of your car?
No. There were too many people there. It was packed.
Right. Yeah, it was. Yeah. There was a lot of people.
It was, right?
Yeah, they had Son of a Gravedigger out there with his truck, with his monster truck, which was cool. The kids loved it. They were taking pictures of the kids with the truck, and a lot of parents left without getting their pictures, so I took a couple of the kids' pictures with the truck.
Whoa.
Put around Joey's house. Oh, it's a good decoration, you know? Mm-hmm. Monster trucks and children.
911.
Oh, boy.
Swarm.
I saw a lot of the pictures on Instagram. Hoppy was posting them.
Yeah, Hoppy is very proud of himself in his social media game. He said it numerous times yesterday. Yeah.
I wonder if Hoppy, though, is going to... Did you have any discussions with him about his relationship with his tiny mentor?
No, I did not.
I have a feeling that's going to bite him in the ass.
Probably. And yeah. he was talking a lot about the opening on Drew's show and how he would love to fill it. And he told me about his cover letter and how he put that together.
He didn't apply for an opening on this show.
Yeah. Smart.
Good.
Yeah. Why, though? Does he not want to work with us? Or does he just...
I don't think he'd be able to handle working with us.
Oh, he'd never
get
the job.
Yeah, I think...
Galvin hates him.
Yeah, in like 2 weeks,
You hate him, too.
No, I like him.
No, you hate him.
I like him.
You think he's awful, and you're not honest with the audience. At least I'm honest. At least I don't give people false hope.
I like you, Hobby.
Okay.
I do.
Really?
Don't let Galvin tear you down.
That on your diet?
Oh, yep. Dick.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, and he ate my ice cream, so he'll forever be...
I believe he made mistakes, and I believe in giving people second, third, and 12th chance.
Yeah, I know, you do. And that's terrible. That's
He does need someone to advise him on... skincare, though.
You love to try and fix people.
Me?
You love to take broken people and try and make people
like
think that they're good. Everyone you've ever met.
Thank you. You fixed me for sure. I was a
my one
case.
My one example, one success story.
Yeah.
Who else? Everybody. Name one person.
Dinah's
fixed.
Yeah.
Dinah, look at her. She's a superstar.
Yeah, but you had to fix her.
I didn't fix her. I I helped her along her way, and she did great without me. See, Galvin can't come up.
No. I already have three. I'm trying to think of the other one. Oh, yeah.
I remember one.
Who?
But he was here the same time I was.
Josue,
yeah.
No, you guys were interns.
But
I went. You were in a special project. yeah, Tuttle. True.
Yeah.
And now the last one was more strategic.
Yeah.
And then the other. Let me see that list again. So Tuttle, yeah. Tuttle, I felt bad for. I tried to help Tuttle.
Yeah, you did.
And then he spit right
he
in my
still
face.
Owes me $40.
And the second one's gross.
Yeah.
And then Hoppy. I didn't bring Hoppy in. I just, if you're here.
You allowed him.
You allowed him on.
Yeah, and Jared should be on that list, too. Jared.
I'm out. He's out.
No, but even
he's
after.
He's out of my life.
But you already, yeah. Then you tried to help him after that.
Forgave him and tried to get him a job.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well,
the day after.
You try to fix everybody, and then I think your big thing is you like to try and take garbage and see if you can make people believe it's good.
Well, thank you for calling me garbage in a roundabout way.
No. Tuttle has talent. He did have talent. Tuttle, listen to me. Tuttle had talent at one point, and he just let...
So did Joe Piscopo. You want Joe Piscopo in here?
No, but unfortunately, Tuttle has become the Joe Piscopo of radio. You're right. Did I think... That, you know, do you think Eddie Murphy ever looked at Joe Piscopo and went, man, remember when he was so good? I bet I can make him good again. Then just went, way too far gone. Yeah, I don't know. Thanks for making me Eddie Murphy. Richard, you're on the Mike Calda Show.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing today?
Good, Richard. What's up?
I've got a question. There was a movie that came out back in the 1980s. It was with a guy lead character was Jason Voorhees. I don't recall what the name of the movie was.
Are you serious? If you could remember that.
The actor's name was Jason Voorhees?
No, the character.
Oh,
no,
the character name.
The character, yeah.
Yeah, that is Friday the 13th, like today.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Friday.
Yeah,
the movie Friday. Yeah. Crystal Lake, yeah, Friday.
I like the movie Friday way better.
Friday, the movie's better, but
Friday.
It's Friday the 13th.
It's Friday.
Friday. Good job, sir. very successful Friday Chancer.
First
you walked
one.
Us in with a Jason Voorhees.
Yeah, first one
of this year,
2017.
Oh, that's right.
By the way, don't think I didn't know immediately who Jason Voorhees was.
Right. As soon as you said it, I was trying to reach for the song. Galvin was stretching.
I'm helping.
We all work well together. Yeah. There's a video I put, or I read about on Facebook from the New York Post. You know those characters that stand outside of the Chinese Theater in L.A.?
Yeah.
This guy was a Superman.
Okay.
And he looked really good. He had the curl that Christopher Reeves had.
Uh-huh.
And he had the muscular physique. He actually looked like he was skinny, but he wore a rib thing that made it look like he had abs. And he was, it says here, according to the story, that he was beaten up and robbed.
What?
They took $963 from him.
Well, they start kryptonite at his feet?
Stole his costume.
Yeah.
And knocked his teeth out with a golf club.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So they showed the guy. Now he's homeless because he that was his way of making money. And they took his cell phone and his laptop. And there, he says in the story, he went from, while he was Superman and out there every morning, he foiled two robberies, a purse snatching and an assault.
Nice.
And he kind of felt like a real Superman.
Right.
Now he said he feels like a bumbling Clark Kent as he lives homeless in L.A. And
at least he'll be able to make some money with those gums.
They did a documentary about those street performers. So there's a lot of video of him as Superman in this news story.
Right.
And then they contrast that with a video of him living on the streets now.
Aww.
One of the metaphors that they forgot was kryptonite and methamphetamine.
Yeah.
There's no way the guy is not on drugs. Like, I don't believe any of the story.
I would imagine that he was homeless and that was his only way of making money. And now he's just homeless.
No,
homeless.
In the documentary, they show him going into his apartment and he had all this old Superman memorabilia and all this stuff. So he and then if you look on the story, there's a lot of people in L.A. that are like, oh, I knew whatever his name was. I think his name was Chris. Yeah, and he's like, he's pretty famous in the Hollywood community, but he's also got a horrible drug problem.
Well, there you
look
go.
At him. There he looks good.
God bless you.
That was the girliest sneeze I ever did.
That's him now.
Just drawing Superman.
Still
living homeless. Superman. Got beat down with golf clubs. I love that it's on Bone TV right now.
Yeah.
They knocked his teeth out. But look at that. I mean, he's a meth head.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Stop doing drugs.
Great hair, though, huh?
Still great hair.
Why do drug addicts always have, they're always like in great shape, too. They always have abs.
Yeah.
Because they don't eat. They just get high.
I guess.
You know?
Not in great shape.
You gotta
they're
try
just
that
starving.
Out.
Well, they don't have to eat once they're, all they care about is the drugs.
Did you see that? He was taking a picture with a girl and went to kiss her, and she moved her face away. She's like, yeah, you may be dressed as Superman, but you still smell like urine. So, calm it down. Oh, there it goes.
Yeah, poor dirty Superman.
It's funny.
I'll tell you, I love standing. That's right across the street from where Jimmy Kimmel does his show.
Right.
And I love standing over there and just watching people. Now, in New York, it's different because in New York, it's just people in those big furry costumes, like the Elmos. And, you know, but these guys, like, really take it to heart, the Jedis. And
when
whatnot.
I was there with your brother, we were there, and you had me just run away from the Hulk after I took a picture.
Yeah, and they get mad.
He chased me down. Yeah. He chased me down until your brother gave him money.
They get mad when you don't when you take a picture and you don't give them money.
Got a tip.
Remember, we were out there, and the guy had the dollhouse on his head.
Yes, the dollhouse guy, and then I still have one of my favorite pictures. It's a midget hooker talking to the Hulk guy.
Oh, yeah.
And and they're just the midget hooker was crossing the street, and so was the Hulk guy, and they were like, hey, and they stopped, and they started talking, and I thought, this is the best. This is L.A. right there.
Right.
This is what you want. All right, 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025.
You saw about where they were making the movie or the thing with Michael Jackson, Elizabeth Taylor, and Marlon Brando.
Yeah, what is it? It's something on Myths or something like that?
Urban Legends. It's a British comedy series where they do different stuff. And this was supposed to be them on a road trip after 9/11, I guess. And they're all in the car together.
And supposedly this really happened?
They say they take somewhat true events, so this was rumored that this had happened, I guess, whatever. Of course, all of them dead now, but this was, they were having Joseph Fiennes play Michael Jackson. I remember we were talking about this like a year more ago, and we were like, oh, really? But I guess some white guy could play Michael Jackson, you know? Now Paris Jackson was freaking out. I guess she got to see part of it and stuff, and she said it made her want to puke.
Well,
how bad it was.
He did say, Michael said that he never wanted a white guy to play him.
Yeah.
Like, he never wanted to be played as white.
Right.
And that's what she is saying. And he does look terrible. Like, he doesn't look anything like Michael Jackson.
He looks like Jason Biggs is trying to be a scarecrow.
Yeah, American Pie Scarecrow is what he looks like.
So Sky Arts, who I guess is producing the stuff, says they've confirmed that it will not air the episode of their upcoming Urban Myth series that features Joseph Fiennes as Michael Jackson after many have voiced outrage over it.
That's ridiculous.
Jackson's daughter said the trailer made her want to vomit. It says, we have taken the decision to not broadcast Elizabeth, Michael, and Marlon, a 30-minute episode. This decision was not taken lightly over concerns expressed by Michael Jackson's immediate family. We set out to take a lighthearted look at reportedly true events that never intended to cause any offense. Joseph Fiennes fully supports our decision.
So. Yeah, well, you know what? This is the best thing. One time on Fear Factor, they had two hot twin girls drink horse semen.
Right.
And then they never aired the episode. They never had any intention of airing it. But they knew that the hype around it. So this thing, the hype around it will be great. This will leak out onto the internet. People will get to see it.
Yeah.
And now you're interested in the rest of the show.
Yeah, check out Urban Legends.
Brilliant.
Because it's supposed to be a comedy, so I don't understand. They all look funny.
What you should really worry about is the real trip with Michael Jackson and Brett Ratner in the car singing R. Kelly songs. Did you ever see that video on YouTube?
Yeah.
That's creepier than anything. Yeah. Put that on, Joe. R. Kelly, Michael Jackson, and Brett Ratner driving around Miami in the car. Michael Jackson dancing in the back seat. If I was driving
all weird
and I saw that in the car, I would I'd freak out. So that's the video they should worry about keeping up there.